Welcome to the Winning Edge Coach Podcast with your host, peak performance mindset and life coach, Kevin Oakley. In each episode, Kevin will share with you the tools, tips, and strategies to help you to be the best you can be.
Hello. Welcome to episode 28 of the Winning Edge Coach Podcast. As always, thank you for joining me. It's great to have you along. Today's episode is a little bit different than normal episodes. Today, I'm not going to share with you any tools, tips, or strategies. Today's episode, I want to try and emphasize how short life is and how important it is to make every second count. Before we start with today's episode, a quick recap of episode 27, where I gave you some tips and tools to make yourself happier. 27 was the happiness episode. So if you haven't had a chance, it's on all the major platforms, Spotify, Apple. When you've got a chance, please give it a listen. And while we're on the subject, if you're enjoying the podcast, don't forget to hit subscribe or follow, whichever is appropriate for your platform. And also, if you could, please leave a review, because that gets the podcast recognized and gets it out to a bigger audience. And also, share it with friends, family, on social media, whatever medium you want to get the word out there. The more people the podcast touches, the better. That's the aim of the show, to influence as many people to live the life they were meant to live. As I said at the start of the episode, today's episode is a little bit different. I'm not going to be sharing any tools, strategies, or techniques in today's episode. This episode is about the shortness of life. It is about the importance of making every second of your life count. I want to start with a quote. People are frugal in guarding their personal property, but as soon as it comes to squandering time, they are the most wasteful of the one thing in which it is right to be stingy. That came from Seneca in his On the Shortness of Life writings. The aim of this podcast has always been to give you the tools, techniques, and strategies to be the best version of yourself and to live your life to its full potential. I want to help as many people as I possibly can to wake up every morning feeling excited about their day ahead and for their lives to be a daring adventure. There are too many people who are sleepwalking through life on autopilot, not using their talents or gifts, or just not comfortable getting out of their comfort zone and stretching themselves. As a result, either as a result of past experience, or they just don't believe they can live the life they've dreamt of. I want to revisit the speech by Les Brown, the motivational speaker, who had this to say on the subject of dying without reaching your full potential.
The ideal situation for a man or woman to die is to have family members praying with them as they cross over. He said, but imagine, if you will, being on your deathbed and standing around your bed, the ghost of the ideas, the dreams, the abilities, the talents given to you by life, and that you, for whatever reason, you never acted on those ideas, you never pursued that dream, you never used those talents, we never saw your leadership, you never used your voice, you never wrote that book. And there they are standing around your bed looking at you with large angry eyes saying, we came to you and only you could have given us life. And now we must die with you forever. And the question is, if you died today, what ideas, what dreams, what abilities, what talents, what gifts die with you?
What ambitions, dreams, talents do you have that you are not bringing into the world? Have you got a novel you want to write? a screenplay, a movie script? Have you got a song locked inside you? Are you just in a job that you hate and just going through the motions day in, day out, waiting for Friday? In this episode, I want to impress on you how short life is. And the first point in order to do that, I want to share some statistics with you. And these statistics came from a King's Fund article from April this year, which is 2021. This is all about life expectancy in the UK. So from 2017 to 2019, males in the UK could expect to live for 79.8 years. And for women, it was about 83.4 years, which combined average is about 82 years. So in the UK, you can expect a lifespan of about 82 years. Of course, that one thing to remember, that is not a given. That is not a guarantee. It's just the expectancy. However, there's one other thing to take into consideration now is that for those 82 years, how many years of those are you going to be healthy and vital and being able to do what you want to do and live the way you want to live? Well, again, in the same article by the King's Fund, health span, as it's called, which is the number of years you'll be healthy. Again, as we said, so your average English man can expect to live to 79.8 years. And this was from 2017, 2019. However, his average healthy life expectancy was 63.2 years. He is going to spend 16.6 years of, that's about 21% of those 79 years in not good health. Maybe not being able to do the things that he would like to do, not being able to pursue the things he wants to do, the interests, the hobbies, etc. Potentially. And again, for a female in the UK, life expectancy was 83.4 years, but healthy life expectancy was 63.5. Again, 19 years left of living in not so good health. It's important to get those statistics out there because I want to use a concept. I want to use a concept to show you and make you think, to illustrate the point of how short life is. I can't take credit for this concept. I came across it a few years back in a personal development book I was reading, but it made me stop and think. I want you to imagine, if you will, that your average lifespan of 82 years starts on a Monday morning at 1 minute past midnight. We're going to envisage your lifespan as a 7-day week, starting just after midnight on the Monday, with your 82 years spread out evenly across the working week, with your hypothetical last day on earth being Sunday at 11:59 p.m. So the hypothetical model we're going to use is your 82-year lifespan, if you're lucky, as a typical working week. And I'm going to pick out some key points for you. So let's say at the young age of 6, that would be about lunchtime on the Monday of that first day of the week. Here in the UK, children start secondary school at the age of 11. You would be just before midnight on Monday. So your average UK 11-year-old, by the time they start secondary school, their first day of the week using this concept is already behind them. Your 21st birthday, the young age of 16 would be 11 a.m. on the Tuesday morning, 11 a.m.-ish on the Tuesday. Your 21st birthday is around tea time on Tuesday. So hopefully you're starting to get the picture. When we spread your lifespan out over a working week, which is something far easier to conceive and show the impact of time, it starts to create a picture. At the age of 32 is approximately the end of the working day on Wednesday, middle of the working week of our week-long lifespan. So we sometimes refer to it here in the UK, hump day, as it were. You're over the hump of the middle of the week. You're about 32. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're 32 years of age, you're already at the middle, approximately, of your working week. You would be clocking off from work on a Wednesday. Your early 30s signify that you were already halfway through. Not quite halfway through, but you're at that halfway mark over a 7-day week, not in chronological years point of view, but using the working week model, you would be midweek point on a Wednesday at that point in your 30s. Based on the figures from the Office of National Statistics here in the UK, the average age for people getting married in the UK for men and women is about 37. Roughly breakfast time on a Thursday. So in the UK, over that 7-day week, people will get married on a Thursday. Now, this is where it starts to get interesting and thought-provoking. If you're in your mid-50s, it is the end of the working week. You are preparing for the commute home. You only have the weekend left. Now, remember I gave you some statistics about healthy lifespan. Well, come Saturday, just before lunch, your hypothetical healthy years come to an end. That last day and a half of that 7-day week on our lifespan model will possibly be spent in poor health or declining health. Interestingly, retirement age here in the UK would not occur until about 4 p.m. on a Saturday. So your working life takes up 6 days of our lifespan model, with just Sunday that year when everybody said, I'll do it when I retire, I'll put it off until I've got more time. That sort of last portion of the working week. So it brings home the fact that if you're putting things off now, for I'll do that when I retire, I'll wait till I've got time, that time is limited. And also, that time, theoretically, you may not be in the best of health based on the statistics that I've just gone over. Now, remember, this is just an hypothetical model to show you the concept of a lifespan of 82 years over a 7-day week. And just to get it in a context that we can get a head round, 82 years feels a long time, but with the 7-day model, it brings it into sharp focus and makes my point that when you look at life on this scale, it is short. When you factor in your younger years, when you're still developing, don't know who you are, your working years, etc. I want you to avoid the trap of putting your dreams or ambitions off for another day, because that day may never come. Because remember, we're not guaranteed those 82 years. Tomorrow is not guaranteed to anybody. Things can happen. Now, don't want to get all doom and gloom, but it drives home the point of this podcast to show up, be the best version of yourself, and live your life to its full potential. Don't live your life wondering what might have been. Live your life in a way that removes any chance of regret. There's a quote by Wayne Gretzky, and he says, you will miss 100% of the shots you don't take. If you don't go out there and give it a go, you'll never make it happen. Whatever it is you want to do, start now. Don't wait. Start now and keep going. Learn from the failures and keep going. keep moving forward. If you don't, you may find yourself out of time. And in the words of Les Brown, the question is, if you die today, what ideas, what dreams, what abilities, what talents, what gifts would die with you? I hope that today's episode has sort of motivated you to go out there and pursue your dreams, chase whatever it is you want to do. And I want to finish the show with one last quote. When we realize the shortness of life, we begin to see the importance of making every moment count. That was by Dylan Burrows. That was the Winning Edge Coach podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Winning Edge Coach podcast and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with friends, family, anybody you think will be interested in the show. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and a review. To make sure you catch future episodes, please click either follow or subscribe, whichever is appropriate for your platform. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Twitter at WinningEdgeCOA1. That's at WinningEdgeCOA1. Thanks again. See you next time.